This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling star of the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical satirist and fellow survivor of the blizzards of 2010. Elena, how are you?
I'm already saying, do you remember where you were during the blizzard?
I know. I thought it might just be a coincidence, but every time we did a segment right near a blizzard, you weren't around, so I was trying to make sure you were okay.
Well, I'm roaming the earth again. As a matter of fact, since we talked, I've even been on a plane a couple times.
Really? That's even more courageous.
That's right. I went up to Vermont. We did some shows up in Vermont last weekend with the Capitol Steps. In the Vermont is totally dry. There's not a flake on the ground, and they're all mad at us because they want to ski.
Yeah, there were some people around here suggesting Vancouver borrow some snow for the Winter Olympics because they were a little bit short there for a while, too.
I would gladly give it to them. But I was wondering if there was going to be any new tricks to airline travel, because I know they've been trying to, change things since the attempt on Christmas Day. And I didn't notice anything, but we did a song about it anyway.
Hey, you don't need a really good excuse. You just need an excuse to do a new song. So here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. Now, I know there's been a lot of concern in the wake of the attempted bombing on Christmas Day. And as you know, your government has been very effective in anticipating these events after they occur. For instance, when the shoe bomber attempted his attack on the flights, we then changed airport security procedures to require you to move your shoes. When the attempt with the illiquids happened, we limited liquids to 3 ounces. Now, in response to Christmas Day's attack, we are instituting the following procedures. Now, since the bomber was seated in seat 19F, we are removing seat 19F from all flights. Since the bomber hid explosives in his underwear, we are now forbidding underwear on all flights. And there will no longer be an in-flight channel that shows you the flight path. Actually, we're not going to tell anybody where any of the flights are headed. You just pick a plane and take your chances. Fortunately, terrorists are going to be just as confused as you are. Now, we have also installed some new screening devices. Now, the bad news is that all passengers will have to pass through these devices completely naked. The good news is that it will count as an MRI under Obamacare. So there will be a $15 copay. We're going to kind of sort of pick up on some subtle cues. We're not going to be profiling exactly, but, you know, we're just going to keep our eyes open for anything suspicious. You know what? I think this is going to be a teaching moment. So, excuse me, gentlemen. Has anyone unknown to you given you anything to carry on board this flight?
Unknown?
No, we know him.
Oh, good. My work here is done. Enjoy that flight.
Strangers on the flight might cause a scare. Well, it just isn't right. They took my hair gel. We could yell jihad before the flight is through. Hear the liberals say we can profile them. We'll pass TSA with just a smile then, as guards stop some nuns and make them all get nude. Strangers on your flight, are you concerned that we're a danger to your flight?
Hey, Ahmed, does my new explosive reek make my butt look big?
Honestly, your derriere looks smoking in that underwear.
Now every single flight, when you must travel, be prepared to fight if things unravel.
Where did we fly from? You'll hear it when we hum. Dubai, Dubai, do. Do, 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 Dubai.
Dubai, Dubai, do. It's where we flew by. Hey, Abdullah, what do you think will happen to us now?
though I lit a bomb and burned my tukas, terror's not the charge on which they'll book us.
We are facing life for smoking on a blight.
You know, Elena, the Capitol Steps is the only place where I've ever listened to a singing terrorist. You guys always find the musically talented ones.
It's very little known fact that some of them can sing.
I guess so. You guys are good talent scouts. What else are you guys looking at these days?
Well, you know, we're testing our new Scott Brown song this weekend. Scott Brown has come to Washington, and it's about time that we wrote something about him. So we've got a song about him being a centerfold to John Fogerty's Centerfield. So we're going to try that, and maybe we'll get to see you next week.
Very nice. We'll look forward to that.
But you have to be careful, because other senators are going to want to pose for centerfolds, like, you know, McCain for AARP centerfold, things like that.
Ooh.
Al Gore in Field and Stream. You don't want to see that either.
Yeah, this could get worse and worse in a real big hurry. Elena, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.